The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. We are having a golden episode today in 2024 because we're going to talk about a lot of golden stuff.
Yeah, on the docket, golden wedding. The golden wedding, Ashley, what did you, were there, obviously. My favorite part of the golden wedding almost was watching Brayden get engaged because that was so fucking random.
Okay, so before you jump into it, Ashley, I'm so jealous you went to the golden wedding because you guys know I loved The Golden Bachelor and Gary and I really wanted to watch it. I didn't get to see it. I was in New York. But I saw Brayden's engagement online, but remember the only episode of Paradise I watched was with you guys? Yeah. And I was like, damn it. I was so annoyed.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, no, of course.
Anyway, tall, handsome man is now engaged, but he's 24, guys. So
he
let's just see
so
what happens.
Young. It's crazy.
No, we wish him the best.
We do, of course, but he looks so much older than 24 to me.
He does. Oh, not totally. In a bad way, but like in like just a mature way.
He carries himself so well. Actually, recently, you know how like I love asking people how old do you think I am when I meet new people, because I always get like I'm 33 and I always get an answer that's like in the 27 range, I'd say. Yeah. Like people will be like, I think you're 27. Yeah. And recently I met this guy and I was talking to him and I was like, how old do you think I am? And I'm like ready to get, you know, an answer like in the 20s or whatever.
I was gonna say 33.
He goes 36. I go, what? Not that being 36 is bad, because obviously we have people listening to this at 36.
3 years older than what you are.
But it was based on my maturity level. He was like, it just feels like you've done blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Okay. I'm just relating it to Brayden. Brayden seems a lot older.
But guys, people always go down. They always like let go down 3 years for politeness.
I know.
So if they say.
I was wearing makeup. I was talking about, you know, experiences I've had in life. So I don't know. Maybe I just seem like a well-lived, I don't know. Or maybe I look 36.
Or maybe he's blind. Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Lauren. Okay. So Ashley, I want to hear everything.
Oh my gosh. I don't know that I have everything for you.
Okay. Well, I have questions.
I will tell you this.
We'll let you go first.
It was live, which is different than most of their weddings. They have had a few live weddings before. And like you guys would have hated it. The fact if like you were like actually getting married, like it sucks. Like
they
obviously
had a pause for commercial break while they're in the middle
like,
of their vows.
Yeah, like he walked down the aisle and then it was like a pause, and then like the bridal party like walked down the aisle and pause, and then like she's basically like waiting at the top of the altar, and like he can like pretty much like see her. I think they also like shot a few things before, so it was like they had like a first look, so it's like it's not a big deal. She's at the top of the altar, but
I don't think we did that for Jade and Tanner's.
No,
because
it wasn't
I produced Jade and Tanner's wedding. Was it at the same place?
No.
Jade and Tanner's wedding
no,
was
no,
in
no.
Laguna.
That was in
where was
no,
it?
It was in Palm Springs. This place was at. It was at La Quinta.
This one, oh, obviously you were in Palm Springs. Wait, where in Palm Springs was it?
Was it La Quinta?
The Parker?
La Quinta.
Oh, La Quinta.
The one that they did Tayshia's season in.
Holy shit! I didn't even think that like a live wedding they'd have to pause.
I know, it was kind of cringe.
So
they obviously knew ahead of time. They're like, sorry guys, you're gonna have to like pause and all that,
but was it felt, Ashley, in the room, like the pause? Like, do you feel like it stopped?
Did people like talk during the pause, or everyone stayed pretty silent?
We were all pretty quiet, but like we were like, you know, silently chatty, and Yeah, I would say that it loses momentum a bit. Yeah. And it was to me,
yeah, like when you're like marrying the love of your life.
It was really weird. Well, is it the love of your life? Because that we were thinking about that. No. Too. It's not the love
of your life. Well, is it the second love of your life, I guess you would say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's still a love of your life. Yeah. It doesn't mean it's a less love.
Get like, Audrey on
is it
here.
A less love?
No, you don't go. It's not like a radio dial where you're like, I'm going to love this person less today. Like, you just express love in the way you express it. You can't, like, withhold.
What I don't know, I haven't watched the video version of it yet. Do you guys, and I need to ask you this question. Did you, Lauren, you were the one who saw it? Did you see it?
Or yeah, I watched it live. Yep.
The violins played over the daughter speaking. Did that seem weird on TV?
No, it just seemed like they were talking. Didn't hear it really.
Because to
for
us,
you, because they're mic'd, Ashley. Yeah. So for you, you probably couldn't hear it, but they were probably mic'd. So it doesn't matter.
Oh my gosh, the violins were so loud over the girls talking, and we thought that it was translating to TV that way.
No, it was fine. No. I didn't even notice there were violins playing.
Oh, okay.
So I liked the speeches a lot because it made Teresa and Gary so emotional. It was really
tell me
cute.
About this. What speech was the best?
It was his daughter's speeches. They did them together. And then Teresa's daughter was, it was a really cute speech. And I'm so surprised how amazing Susan was at officiating this wedding.
Ooh.
Are you?
Did you agree?
Susan's a star.
Susan's an officiant. Remember? She's an official.
I had no idea.
That was her occupation.
Yeah, that's her job. That's her occupation.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know. I just thought that they had her do it.
They did that on purpose.
Wait, that's actually so perfect. Like, what a throwback. I totally forgot what her occupation
was. She was so funny when she said.
She was so good.
When I got out of the
limo. Wait, Ash, did you meet Susan? I want to be there, like, in a room when you meet her. Because she just.
I met her a couple weeks ago when she was. She's from Pennsylvania. And she's so Jersey.
I know.
She's from Jersey outwardly. Or she just lives in Pennsylvania. Is from Jersey but lives in Pennsylvania.
I don't know. But
does she grow up in Jersey?
I don't know. But she is, I met her a few weeks ago and she's just like, she and Kathy were together when I met them and they were just so outrageous together. Like I've never seen. But wait, can I just say that Susan was really funny when she got out of the, she was like, I got out of the limo and I said, I'm going to marry you.
And she's like, I am going to marry you. Yep. She's like, I did marry you.
In a different way.
Teresa said that.
That's what Susan said.
I'm going to. She said that. Got it.
Okay. So that Susan did amazing. What else did they show? It was very sponsored, obviously.
Oh, was it?
And all,
I don't even know.
Oh, you didn't even see. No. Okay. So everything was Amazon. We did our registered Amazon. My bachelor party was Amazon.
Like all the packages?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes.
It's kind of great.
Yeah. I'm like, obviously I have no qualms about it, but like, I'm sure people are like, oh, okay, enough.
It's the artificialness of like, it's exactly what you're saying, Ash. It's like a wedding. That's why I like intimate weddings.
I'm just, Jared and I were
not
just
that
so
you can't
glad
have a big,
that we didn't have a televised
that you didn't
wedding.
Do yeah. that. Yeah. Especially live. Oh my Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you think they enjoyed themselves actually being there? Do you think they enjoyed their decision or?
Yeah.
I think definitely like, I think the ceremony they were happy with that. And then I think that they were very happy with their private reception. So there was a private reception in addition to what you saw on TV. Mm-hmm. That was a 45 minute like cocktail party. And then we went into like another area of the resort and it was beautifully decorated. It was Mindy Weiss. Mm. She did that.
Oh, so that's really, that's the Kardashian.
Yeah. So,
oh, wow.
So like, right? Yeah.
Okay. So
like,
then they got to relax in there.
Yeah. It was gorgeous. And it seemed like a real regular reception.
And they had their own friends actually there. Was it just bachelor alum?
A lot more real friends than I think than other weddings.
Great.
So I talked to Molly Mesnick and she was telling me how at their televised wedding, they had like 300 guests and they were able to invite everyone they wanted to from their real lives. And then they said that they were able to veto anyone that they didn't want from Bachelor Nation. But every wedding seems to have a different story. It's like all about your negotiating. But these, it seems like they were able to, there was a lot of people I didn't know. So, and then there was a really packed room.
And I think it's important to remember it's this is their second wedding too. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are like, I would never
they don't
get
care as much
for their first wedding.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yes. Not that this doesn't carry as much weight. I'm just saying like they're not being robbed of their first experience of walking down the aisle.
Good point.
If that makes sense.
Good point.
And I'm sure you're paid, right?
And
are they paid?
They're probably paid very well.
They have to be, right?
Okay, now how do we feel about Leslie being in attendance? I know they did that for like drama factor, but I thought they were going to announce her as Golden Bachelorette.
So I actually have my Almost Famous podcast recording right after this. And one of my headlines that I was just skimming through earlier is that the Golden Bachelorette is still nowhere close to like being declared and
being
like product. Yeah, all of that just like not happening right now. Ben has his theories like...
Maybe they don't have the resources.
He thinks that, like, they don't even want to do it. Like, Ben's theory is that they don't want to do it because, like, the show is going to overshadow the actual Bachelor, which
wouldn't be a problem.
I don't understand why. I don't understand why that's a problem.
Yeah, okay.
But that's his theory. And I kind of, just knowing the behind the scenes, like, I can...
Well, I feel like you have a certain amount of slots... Right on, because this is broadcast television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they only remember these episodes were only an hour.
Yeah.
So it's all dependent on the slate ABC has available.
But why wouldn't they choose a show that like did such good ratings?
I'm sure they do want to do it, and I'm sure they will. I'm sure that's probably what's just being figured out and who the Bachelorette would be. But the longer they wait, the more momentum they're going to lose. Mm-hmm. I at this point, they might as well just pick a new Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah, maybe not at this point, but if they go too far in the future, they're going to have to.
By March, that's what I would do.
Yeah. Leslie. I felt bad for her.
Bad for Leslie.
Yeah.
They showed her in the crowd.
They did.
And they, when he said, I've never loved someone like the way I love you or something, the camera went immediately to her. And she was like,
no way.
Just straight face. And I'm like, oh, I don't know why they, she was there.
I got to talk to her a little bit beforehand. Before like we actually, we walked into like the ceremony space. I'll just say that she wasn't thrilled to be there. And
did she feel forced to be there? Could she have
said
yeah?
Got paid
I'm pretty
to be
sure
there.
That she was paid. I'm pretty sure it was contractually obligated. And it wasn't just her. It was Faith as well. Both of them are very much feeling in the same boat. And they were pretty honest with everybody. And then...
good for them.
I know. I like that too.
Yeah.
And then...
They're like, I don't want to fucking be here.
They both looked great. And but like, I also felt like a whole other... sympathy for Leslie because the poor woman had been in the hospital for 5 days, two days prior to this. She got out on New Year's Eve. So she was there. She had to land on the 3rd. And so, you know, and she was in the hospital for 5 days with a bowel blockage, like had to go under the knife to get it out and everything.
No.
Yeah.
That's interesting because you guys know how I think everything's connected. Energetically.
Yeah.
It's like she had I'm sure
I can see
the
that
sort of stress and nervous system of like having to see someone that you thought you were going to end up with,
dude,
like going
I
to
can't
their
even
wedding.
Imagine the nerves.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
And
I
you know, what's
imagine.
So weird to me is that like, yes, I know that the two of them were there because like people wanted to see it. It was like good TV. And because like in preparation for possibly a Golden Bachelorette, but could you imagine if they had done that and how effing weird it would have been if it were a regular bachelor getting married, like a 32-year-old bachelor, and then like his 30-year-old like runner-up was in the crowd? It just it doesn't play. They wouldn't do that.
Think, like, yeah. Like if Caitlin was marrying Sean and then Nick was right there or something.
Yes.
Well, the thing is if they had veto power, right? They could have said no.
Right. But they showed up, right?
But like I guess what I'm asking is obviously Teresa and Gary were okay with it. I'm assuming. Yeah.
Oh, Teresa and Gary, for sure.
They,
but I'm just saying
they
like,
didn't have veto power this time.
Oh,
you said Molly had veto power.
Yeah. I don't know if they had veto power.
Okay.
And I also think that Gary and Teresa would have been like, yeah, whatever you guys want. I think that they would have been lenient. I think that Teresa's genuinely doesn't have like anything against her.
No, I don't think so either.
Everyone, every new year is always like, a new year, new me. Like, this is what I'm going to do. And it's, I think it's like cool, whatever, if that's like your vibe to do that. But the way I like to set up for a new year is actually by like rearranging things in my house. And I highly, highly recommend doing it. Like, if you change a space energetically, you will actually feel like it's a new year. Cause you know how sometimes you're just like, oh, well, it's just Monday
it's
now. Like,
yeah.
So I highly, what I did this year was I went to Jenny Kane Home. So I know you guys have heard us talk about Jenny Kane's clothes, but if you didn't know, they are a California brand, which is obviously why I love them. I live in a very California home, and they have like the most incredible scented candles. I cannot highly recommend more enough, but they also have other pieces which are California inspired. They have collections that they really design so intentionally. You can style them in any space. They have like the Pacific dinnerware collection. I got new dinner plates. Like,
they
highly recommend
pillows,
checking out Jenny
Kane. Anything cozy, because if you think about Jenny Kane, you usually think about their cozy sweater. So just apply that to their pillows, to home furniture, from sofas and sectionals to iconic beds. They are the kind of pieces that you'll have in your home forever. It's not, it's, I was saying last week that it's sustainable shopping, honestly, because you're not going to get rid of these pillows until like you're 100 years old. So
no, it's like a touch of luxury, you know,
and it's just timeless. It's never going to like look outdated. So you can find the perfect home pieces at jennykane.com. Our listeners will get 15% off your first order when you use the code 15GETIT at checkout. It's a big discount. 15% off your first order at jennikayne.com. Promo code 15GETIT.
Okay, anything else with the Golden Bachelor?
Yeah, I want to know about like everyone else, like our peers, like how is St. Caitlin looks stunning in that green
so
gown.
Good, right?
I saw that you got a dress like the night before.
Did.
You and Jared looked amazing. What were Jared and Dean arguing about?
Yeah,
I have so many questions.
That?
There was a video Ashley posted of Ben holding Dean back
from Jared.
And Dean and Jared in like a fun sort of back and forth, but obviously it was muted. Or it was muted on my phone. I never listen to audio. Does anyone have their audio
on? You had to have the audio.
I never have audio on any ever. Like, I don't listen to anything. I just
all
like
you have to
silently
do click
looking
is
at things.
Click audio on.
Wait, Lauren.
I know what you have to do, Lauren. I don't do it.
It had audio on it, Lauren. That was the whole point. You were supposed to interpret it.
I know that. Naz doesn't know that. And I can't interpret it.
I just said I know that you can have audio.
You just said, was there even audio on it? That's what I'm saying.
It was like the audio and how you're supposed to interpret it. But
I won't even go in there. It was a Bachelor in Paradise like recall. It was like a memory. And Dean was saying
from
Dean's season. From Dean's season and Dean's first season. And he was saying that he was freaking bitten. Like they like put two sentences together to make it seem more comical than it really
Jared
was.
Jared was saying no.
Yeah. And he was like, he was like, no, I said those two things, but at separate times. And then Jared was like, no, you said it one fluid sentence.
How did this even come? Like, it's so funny how like conversations even come up.
How did they even come up? Right.
Can I just say something? Like, I am so fucking proud and like, not obnoxious isn't the word, but braggadocious when I talk about my time on the show and how I truly just always feel like it was the height of the show.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When I see events like of everyone together, like Caitlin and Ben
all
and
your
Dean
people.
And you and Jared, like my heart explodes.
Aww.
Like I don't even get jealous. Isn't that amazing? Like I don't look at it and I'm like, I wish I was there. I literally look at it and I'm like, what a fucking sick like time we all had and like how we're just like connected in this weird way.
Like if you tell anyone so much joy, the seasons that you worked on, they're like the golden
people
years.
Are like, what? Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. No, it's wild.
Everyone would agree no matter what.
The golden years. The golden
episode. This is what we're doing right now.
We are the golden girls talking about the golden wedding and the golden years on the Bachelor.
Okay, wait, hold on. So speaking of golden girls, on my Almost Famous podcast this week, while I was recording at the Golden Wedding, I was talking to some of the married girls. I was with Trista and Dez and Molly Mesnick. And I was saying that, like, and Lauren was here for this conversation in Rhode Island when Jared and I were having it about, like, getting remarried if one of us died, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And it's like, I
Such
just
a great
feel
point of conversation.
Like I wouldn't depending on the age, totally dependent on age. But now, like, in the conversation that I had with the ladies, we were talking about like 70s. We're talking about like Golden Bachelor era.
Right.
I really, at this point at 35, which is legit half the age that I would be at this time. So who the fuck knows where I'd be mentally. Yeah. I don't think that I would have any interest in finding another romantic partner. And they were like, well, don't you need a companion for life? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, I think my sister and I would just live together. And like, I was like, I don't think I would need to seek this out romantically because I would have my companion.
Yeah. So, that makes me want to cry. That's so, it's so true. It's like, if you have a sister, it's so special. You have a built-in best friend for life.
Isn't it sad? Yeah. I just feel bad now is that it's like, so... I feel bad for you. Not
everyone who does, who
feel,
didn't grow up
feel
as
bad
a
for my, a future kid of mine. If that, cause they're not, you know, because they're only going to have,
what are the balloons?
I have no idea someone... what that was.
Someone watched the Patreon because balloons just popped up. Like, I was like so excited.
Yay!
I will say, obviously, there's people who have sisters who maybe don't get along, hate each other. And that's, you know, everyone has their own journey. Yeah. But I think if you grow up with a sister close in age and you are close, it is the sibling lottery for sure.
Yeah.
But you can have the same experience with like a brother too, close in
But
age,
wouldn't that be weird if you were like, ah, oh, I'm just going to like live with my brother. 70 years old.
I look at, it wouldn't be weird. I look at Billie Eilish and Phineas and how like divinely they are just meant to be creative together and they're just so in sync and they love each other. Like I could see Billie and Phineas.
I could see
together.
Them. I guess it depends on the people. It just depends on the people. Yeah. Like more creatives.
Well, but think
like
of our generation. Yeah. Like maybe not older people, but like millennials, like Billie and Phineas and like you would, you know,
maybe
cool.
I have no idea what it's like to have a brother. Literally. It's so weird to me. I can't even imagine.
Anyways, I love that you thought that about Lauren. I think Ashley, you would not, you would have no interest, but I think if you were
dead
in your 70s or let's say 80s living with Lauren, and the Bachelor franchise called.
Bachelor franchise? Probably be down.
I think it would be the first.
Like, oh, if it's televised, then yes.
And, like, and Jared would just be a segment. Like, poor Jared would just be a 7-minute segment in the beginning. And then you'd be living on that journey.
If we're talking about dating on TV as a widow, then, like, I'd probably be more down. But, like, that's I'm not going on a date.
Because it seems more, like, fun and not necessarily about the end game. It's more the journey to get there. But you may not even pick someone in
well,
the end.
It
you know?
Seems like that on the outside, but Ashley, as you know, when you're in it,
right.
It's correct, very much correct, about correct. The end game.
But Ashley, this, do you want to say how, what Jared was talking about, like when we had this discussion at dinner?
Jared changed his mind when we talked about it later. He's like, we were saying that he doesn't like these conversations. Okay. So like Naz just said, I think these conversations are very interesting. Mm-hmm. He thinks they're like morbid and like, why would we even like, why would we even talk about this? Like, why would we even like put this into the ether? And I'm like, I so just serious. Am interested. And he was,
I cried
because he was like,
wait,
why? I was just talking, just like the conversation topic made me emotional. It wasn't something that he said.
I think it did. Yeah. Anyways.
Aww. Ash, that's so beautiful. My parents, they're so, as you guys know, I think, you know, have love for each other. I think are a little more codependent, but I don't think my parents would remarry. Like, right. I think that's a lot of people in their generation, like, wouldn't.
Like, our parents would never fucking remarry. Like, never, ever.
It makes me sad because my mom, I think that conversation came up when I was around them. And my mom was like, you better not remarry to my dad. And I'm like, Mom, that is like that is so not okay with me.
Well, I think the women tend to be less proponents of the man remarrying than the man seems to be like, it's okay.
Yeah. And what's so ironic about that is that men of that age, when they are widowed, I don't know if that's the correct term, tend to find someone months later.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Because they cannot be alone.
I know. I was going to say, they equally need, like, I feel like the woman needs to be taken care of. Maybe she needs help with things. And that's why they're like, yeah, please find someone to help you do all this and companion. But then the man's so emotionally like lost as well. Like he can't take care of himself just as much. So
I think, right. And also the last thing I want to say about this is it sucks and it's so hard to swallow. But if you really are pure love, if you really love someone wholeheartedly, because it's not love to be like, don't be, you better not fucking remarry. Like, that is not love. Like, you clearly don't care about that person being happy.
I think you have to die. I feel like you have to die and be in heaven to feel okay about it. Because it, weirdly,
no,
when I place myself there, I'm like more willing. But like, when you're still here, it's weird.
For some reason, I do not want Jared. I don't want Jared to be with anyone else ever. For weird, I don't know why. But then I'm, but like, for myself, if I died, I'd be like, yeah, go for it, you know? But like, right. I feel like I don't want to see Jared with someone else, because watching you guys be together, I feel like I have more protection over you, Ashley, than myself. You know what I mean?
Aw, Lauren, that's so sweet.
Aw, Lauren.
Sister, aww, sister just... protection. Send that shit my way.
Well, yes, you as well.
And to
send me that sister loverly witchy protection.
Well, ladies, I have a New Year's resolution that I'm actually going to keep, and that's to stop wearing uncomfortable shapewear. And that's pretty easy to do with Honeylove, because today's episode comes to you from Honeylove, and Honeylove has compression technology that makes you feel like you're not suffocating while accentuating all the perfect curves. Honeylove has the best-selling superpower short, and it is targeted compression technology that distinguishes areas between the ones that you want more compressed and the one that you want less compressed. So you can show off your natural curves while keeping that tummy really, really flat and smooth. And what also keeps it smoother is that you don't need to wear underwear under it. They have like a built-in little hoo-hoo pocket, as we call it, that you don't need to wear extra underwear for more bulk and more lines. So you're super smooth.
It's made of cotton, so it's breathable, guys. It's not going to give you any sort of, you know.
Right. And if you are like at a party or at an event and there's a line out the bathroom and you're that person that's like, oh, I don't want to take off my shapewear, it's going to take forever. There's, like we said, that hole there, and that has just come in handy for me a million times. So friends, treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market. You could save 20% off at honeylove.com/get it. Again, the three of us are obsessed with the superpower short. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/get it. And after you purchase, they'll actually ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show. It really helps us out a lot. It makes us very happy. Tell them that the I Don't Get It podcast sent you, and start the new year off with confidence. Thanks to Honeylove.
Okay, wait. Okay, enough of this conversation. I have so much more to say. Since we're going to stick with the golden theme, Naz went to the Golden Globes party last night in a sick outfit.
To,
who did you meet?
I've not looked on Instagram this morning, I guess.
It's okay. There's nothing to report. Well, there's so many updates I have for you guys. I talked to Lauren yesterday, which I loved. Oh, I love when Lauren texts me. It's so special.
I feel like we have winter, so much to talk about.
It's like an eclipse. Like, it's just like once in a... I love it. No, but it made me feel so seen, because yesterday were the Golden Globes. We're recording this the day after. And the Golden Globes are now on CBS. Mm-hmm. They're not on NBC. So E! Didn't do the sort of big like three lead-up shows that they normally do, because E! Is owned by NBC. However, I wasn't there, and I don't know if I'll be working. I don't know who I'll be working for award season, and I don't know if I'll be doing it. And so yesterday was like a really interesting day for me, where I was getting so many texts, and like even leading up to it, so many like designers were like, are you going? This is what you're going to wear. Seeing a lot of my peers and friends there, which obviously, you know, makes a lot of like lack come up in a way. And I felt so, I'm maturing so much, but it doesn't mean that it's like not hard. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I like know that I really want to up level this year, and I really want to be doing new things. I really want to be interviewing. Like, I really want to be on the carpet. And I know that that will happen. And I think when things shift and sort of don't go your way, it's really easy to be like, fuck, like I'm depressed. Like, this isn't, you know, like what's happening. And so of course all that was coming up for me, but I, as you guys know, like, I think thanks to Kabbalah, really, like, certainty is my word of 2024. Like, I have a word every year. Last year it was like surrender and softness. I was like, I need to just be softer. Mm-hmm. And this year I'm like, I have certainty that like everything that I want is coming for me. And like, I just don't want to live in doubt anymore, but it was really hard. However, Ash, to answer your question, Lauren, because I'm a critic now, which is so exciting, I'm in the Critics' Choice Association. So I'll actually be at the Critics' Choice Awards next weekend.
Oh, so do you decide who wins and stuff?
So at the Critics' Choice Awards, I get to vote, which is so cool. It's like my first time going. So I go next weekend. And so I'm like in different ways, I am up leveling, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm a critic now. But so I got invited to a Golden Globes after party last night, but I went out so late. But the only person I met, I walked by Christopher Nolan. I really wanted to talk to him, but he won, obviously, Best Director for Oppenheimer. And just so many people around him that it's like you think you're going to get time. Mm-hmm. And all I ever want to do is say hi for future interviews, right? Mm-hmm. Like, hi, my name's Nat.
Know my face, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like, so lovely to meet you. Big fan of your work. Anyway, so Ashley, I only met Matt Damon last
time. That's not just an only. Like, that's so cool.
I know. The greatest. And I didn't know it. And, you know, it's so hard. Like, there are a million people around him. And I'm like, great. Like, I don't even know if I'm going to get to connect with him because people just, like, want a picture. And I just looked at him and I said, Matt, you are the great American actor.
No, that's great.
You are the great American actor. And I really would love for you and Ben to tell more American stories.
Oh, like, that's amazing. That. Like,
and at least we had like one moment, like Tom Cruise-y moment, I guess is what I'll call it, where he looked in my eyes and he goes, it was really lovely to meet you. And he goes, that's what Ben and I are trying to do.
Oh, that's like, so sweet.
And then I took a picture with him and tagged Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have Instagram. And that was like my, and then I got to network and it was cool, but it was weird.
That's,
you know,
super,
I'm not
cool.
Gonna lie. Like,
Ben,
I think that's,
Ben and Jennifer weren't at the same party.
Yeah, they were.
They were? They were at the same party?
Oh. Wait. I didn't know. I thought you'd been at the same table.
Did Ben and J-Lo go to the party?
No. So what happens at the Golden Globes is the Golden Globes has their own after party that a lot of people stay at the Beverly Hilton. Okay. And then every movie studio that was nominated, they have their own parties, different places in LA to celebrate their movies, right? Mm-hmm. So Universal Studios produced Oppenheimer, Super Mario Brothers. So like all the people from like Robert Downey Jr. and like all the people from those movies, John Krasinski was at the party, like, and he's married to Emily Blunt, who was an Oppenheimer, were at that party. And that's why when you see tables like the cast of Barbie sitting next to Wonka and Timothée Chalamet sitting next to The Color Purple, like Oprah, it's like a stacked table. Those are all Warner Brothers movies. Okay. So that's like a Warner Brothers table, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Very cool. I love that you said that.
Yeah, do you think that these celebrities want to go to these after parties? Do you think they look forward to it? Or do you find like their agent says go network or something?
It's really interesting. I was actually thinking about that. I'm like, God, it must be so. I was thinking of Timmy specifically. Did you guys see videos?
That's the only thing I care about.
Yeah, we got to talk about
it. Yeah, just like going to be the closer of this episode.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting.
And I'm so excited. I can't say any more than what I'm about to say, but I finally get to interview him for something coming up. And I am like, so I love him. But anyways, I was thinking about Timmy for some reason, because he was on so much of social media talking to Kylie. Everyone saw them kissing, which I actually am so happy for them. They look so happy.
I'm so thrilled for them.
Wow. And I was like, damn, I'm thinking about Timothée Chalamet, who's playing Wonka. He probably has to go to this party, right? And like thank movie executives and studios and all this stuff. But at the same time, he probably just wants to like be with his girlfriend,
In bed.
And like have fun. So I don't know. It's such a good question, Ashley. Like, who knows if they actually love it or not?
Yeah,
I think you know. I think they.
If you're a big actor, though, I think it's important, obviously, to like thank the head of the studio and like you know, not show up.
I feel it probably feels like a job. Yeah. I feel like it probably feels like an extension
of the
job.
It's part of the job, I would think. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because it's not like you're like, oh my god, I can't wait to meet other celebrities when you're like that cool, you know. And you've probably met the people that you really care about.
Right. But I bet it's annoying that all these like random people just coming to take pictures with you. And like, especially if you're holding an award like Christopher Nolan, there were so many people around him. And I'm like, you could tell he's like more introvert and like just a brilliant genius, you know, that like doesn't really care to like talk to random
people. I mean,
that's my projection.
He wrote, directed, produced. Like, I just don't even know how you fucking start that process.
No, Christopher Nolan is like such a fucking brilliant. I really wanted to meet him one day.
Definitely will.
I just want to say, like, I love the Globes last night. I was like thoroughly entertained the whole time. Everyone looked like really good. There was no duds, really. There was no like, what the fuck is she wearing? It was like all very good, really entertaining. I mean, obviously, I was scanning the crowd for Kylie and Timothy the whole time. They were sitting in the front row, kissing, smooching, saying, I love you.
Really?
Did they say yes?
I couldn't. Not that that's shocking. Yeah, they've been together for
a year. He looked down. He looks like he was like, I love you. And I was like, I'm going to fucking die.
He said, I love you to her. Oh my God.
Okay. It's just like, I'm just obsessed with the fact that they like made no sense. Like nobody would put them together.
They made no sense. Yes. And, they're like actually feel thriving.
They look
like
longer
than Kendall and Bad Bunny. I know. Like you can feel.
They're looking at each other just like they cannot get enough of each other right now. It's like the most ultimate honeymoon phase. And I'm so excited.
But can we just wait. I have one more thing to say about like their dichotomy.
Yeah.
Also because like he's just like an actor who's taken super seriously and like so not like nominated at such a young age, and then like she's just like this she's a billionaire and super respected businesswoman, but at the same time she's still like a Kardashian who wouldn't be normally invited to something like this.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. And then she probably was like, babe, I've never been to an award show like this before. And he's like, I got you, babe. I'm 2 years older than you and I won an Academy Award already or whatever. And he's like, I'm gonna walk you through here. And he's like gonna take care of her, even though it doesn't look like that would be that way because she's like the billionaire.
Like,
you know?
Like he in this instance is like has the upper hand.
Upper hand.
And she's like in her feminineness.
Well, because I think Kylie's always really in her feminine, which
that's
is why
true.
I think people love her. She's such a mommy. She's such mommy energy.
Yeah.
But this we saw this similar energy when Kanye and Kim started dating because Kanye got Kim into the Met Gala. And so I that mix of high and low, unfortunately, the three of us love the Kardashians, but you know, the average public sentiment of them is a little more like lowbrow, like reality television. We're gonna throw them in that category. But Kylie's a boss, and I don't know. I just really I'm so pleasantly surprised.
Jared made the greatest dinner I've had in quite some time, the best home-cooked dinner I've had in a very long time. I never think to put vegetables really in pasta. And he made the best creamy, it's like lemony pasta primavera the other day. We got it through HelloFresh. Love HelloFresh. If you don't know what HelloFresh is, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You skip the grocery store and you count on HelloFresh to make cooking at home easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. So I found this really interesting statistic for them. There's 24% less food waste when you use HelloFresh rather than going to the grocery store to make a meal. There's such a huge array of recipes to choose from. And I found that it's really helpful when you get into like recipe fatigue. Like we started getting HelloFresh a couple months ago because we were like, I keep making the same recipes over and over again. I'm so tired of all this stuff. And if you have a resolution to eat a little bit healthier, more at home, they have quick, convenient recipes. They're delivered to you. Don't have to go to the grocery store. Everything is pre-portioned, which makes everything so much easier, and you get the step-by-step recipes. And now, let me tell you, there's also this, it was this chicken Caesar wrap. It was all these lettuce wraps. I got that, and it was a 10-minute recipe, and that was also unbelievably good, and I had that this week. Okay, guys, so if you want HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/getitfree, and you use the code GETIT. Free. It's all together. GETITFREE for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while your subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/getitfree with the code GETITFREE. Again, HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Okay. So you guys ready for the big tea of January 8th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh wait, the video of Taylor and
I don't want to
spread false truths.
I was
this
going
year.
To put an allegedly because I didn't.
Okay.
We don't know at all. Allegedly.
Okay. A massive allegedly above pre this conversation.
Okay. Allegedly,
I really don't want to like contribute.
Selena Gomez went up to Timothy and asked for a picture, and allegedly Kylie says no, and then we see
why
Selena
would she ask
go
for
over
a
Taylor
picture?
Swift. Just to like to say like, hi, what's up? Like, let's take a picture. I don't know. Celebrities take pictures with other celebrities all the time. Okay. So then Selena goes over to Taylor Swift and goes, I went over there to get a picture. And this is all lip reading. We don't even know. This is all lip reading. She goes, okay, I just asked Timothy for a picture. And Kylie said no. And then Taylor goes, oh, with a big wide mouth. Yeah. And then basically that's all we know. It could have been like, oh, the publicist said no, or someone else said
no. Do we have footage of the no?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we do have footage.
No, not of, footage not of Kylie of... saying it. Not of Kylie
and saying it. And who's saying it? Who do we have of, saying a no?
Of Selena.
We Selena only have Selena Taylor in the story. Lip reading. We don't have any footage of Selena no over
exactly,
to Timothy.
Exactly. Which is why I'm like, the world just wants Selena and Kylie to hate each other. And anytime there's like a semi connection between it, it's always like they hate each other because the Kardashians are friends with the Biebers.
It's the two camps. Yeah. Now, let me just say, I thought about this and why I'm such like a Kylie, obviously like Kardashian, Timothy stan is because like, Taylor and Selena are always like playing the good girls over there. They're always like, oh no, she was mean to me. And then Kylie's over there being like, I don't really care. And I've always related more to the I don't really care camp, not like the cutesy camp. But then there was a little video of Kylie looking like Kylie was explaining to him why she said no. Because he goes, oh.
You guys.
That's it.
This is way, no. There, yeah. Him saying no, no, like doesn't mean anything either.
Okay, but if it's not true, do you think Selena's going to come out in Kylie's defense, or she's going to let this ride?
I think no one says anything.
No one's going to say anything.
They're over it.
Okay, cool.
All I thought when I saw this video was that she went over and was like, guess what? Timothy's here with Kylie. And then Taylor went, oh.
No. Yeah, that could have been possible. Lauren's like, no.
No.
You think it was more?
I don't. I hope not.
It wouldn't have been that shocking. Why
I just
want to
say. I feel like so many people have so many opinions about Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Right. Like so many people, and I'm just like, can we just leave her alone?
Leave Selena alone. Why? I mean, I watched all three seasons of Only Murders in the Building within 4 days, so I really became.
Wait, did you love it?
I loved it.
Isn't it so good?
So good. So I obviously became a Selena fan after that, and I've never loved Selena before. So here I am.
Can I tell you who the star of that show is, though?
Martin Short.
I was going to say Martin Sheen. What the
fuck? There's also Steve Martin, so don't forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's confusing. But Martin Short, to me, is a goddamn, like, national treasure.
He's so quick.
Younger audiences are getting to, like, know him now, you know?
Like, it's so funny. I can't even laugh with what he says, you know?
He's so
really?
Funny.
It's this funny? Yeah. Like, I could should watch
He's
it.
He's funnier than Steve Martin to me.
Steve Martin's dad energy cannot be beaten.
You love the dad energy.
I love his comfort.
No, I love Steve Martin's dad energy. And they've been friends forever since they were together on a movie called Three Amigos, like, years ago. They've been doing shit together. But I just have to say, Martin Short is funnier, I think.
I forgot that the two of them are also in Father of the Bride. Like, they love to work together.
They're bestie. They're like a dynamic duo. They're so funny.
Actually, I really think that if you have time, you should watch.
You think I should watch
actually,
that
love
over
Only Murders in the Building? It's so wholesome.
Should I watch that over The Watcher? Because I kind of convinced The Watcher.
Yes, fuck The really? Watcher.
What's The Watcher?
It was that miniseries on Netflix like 2 years ago.
A year. It was within this year, Lauren. It was
Netflix
within this year.
My.
You know, it was with Naomi Watts and the.
Yes, I remember now.
Billy Cavalli.
I love her.
Looks like you could be your dad. Bobby
Cannavale.
Yeah, looks like he could be your father.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
That's a great compliment for my dad. Bobby Cannavale is a handsome man.
He is really handsome.
I could see it, kind of. There's a show coming out. I have to send you guys. Remind me. I have to send you the show that Naomi Watts is in. It's like Housewives, but like back
in the
50s.
Oh, yeah. Capone.
It's a Ryan Murphy. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think Ashley would like that? I feel like we should
definitely
watch it together.
Isn't it kind of brought to you by the same like O.J. Simpson people? O.J.
Ryan
Simpson.
Murphy.
Oh,
yeah,
well, this is the Watcher is Ryan Murphy, too.
It's different, though. It's okay. I don't
but
know why it didn't
like,
do it for me.
It's so weird, but Lauren. I haven't even finished the second episode, but Lauren said that there was no conclusion, and I hate all these endings that think they're so cool because they have no conclusions, and they're like,
they're
you
like,
make it up yourself.
Yeah.
I'm like, I That's just dedicated so time to you. You tell me.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get that.
Okay. The only I don't get it I've come up with is I'm not sure why I can't put my feet on the ground. Like, I hate sitting. I hate sitting upright, not like for my posture's sake, but like I hate having my feet flat on the ground. Why? Like I hate the sitting, the classic sitting position. Like as I record podcasts, well, I have to cross my legs if I'm going to be in that position.
Oh, really?
But then I have to like put my legs up on something. Like I have to sit under one foot or right now, you guys, I have my chair right here so that like all my legs are up. I can't have them on the floor.
I love that you say that because every chair, every like standard chair in America is 18 inches high.
So that's what I don't like, I guess.
Yeah, I'm 5'2", so my feet don't hit the ground.
That's
either,
awful.
I don't like it. You feel like you're like
exactly,
not stable.
Right.
Like I have to.
I want
so I have to
my
put it on like something
further
on the chair.
Back. Like, because right. Of course, why did I think of this? Airplanes. Because when you sit in an airplane, it's just your feet are just there, and you're just like
your feet are on the floor.
Your feet are on the floor, and you're just like. And then I'm like, no, I need to elevate in some way, even if I just put my feet on my backpack and like, so they're elevated like 5 inches.
Oh, you like to elevate your feet no matter what. Yeah. See, I'm opposite. I want my feet on the ground and I wish they were always on the ground.
Really?
It feels grounding. It feels like,
I don't think I've ever sat without my legs crossed since I was 7.
I know, right?
So I don't even know.
Whoa,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Which is so bad for your circulation.
I know. It's so bad. And you can just tell.
Yeah. It's like you're not letting your stuff flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also don't often sit like this either, to be honest.
Okay.
Well, that's a good idea.
You guys
get it.
Go for it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You go next.
Go ahead, Lauren.
I got a DM in my, like, you know, like my requested DMs from a guy I used to date. And he says, I hope you're really happy with Hunter. If you are open, I would like to apologize. And
I love this. Wait, I have a quick question that's really important. Was this over Mercury retrograde last 2 weeks of December or leading up to the first? Was this before January 1st or
I
after?
I gotta look. I don't.
Lauren
I
always
look.
Gets these messages. Why does everybody want
but
to come
Mercury
and apologize?
Mercury retrograde
to
is when. Is when exes
because I
reach
gaslit
out
the
and
shit out
like
of them thinking
it.
They were the problem. No.
I
don't know.
What
he
day.
Has a weird. He has a weird handle, and I can't remember. It's
how
bad,
have you not told
back.
Me this?
But how do you not actually, know if it was before January 1st or not? Was it in December or in January?
Oh, it was before January 1st.
Okay, so it was Mercury retrograde, which is when exes reach out. Amazing.
That's so crazy. Actually,
that's what I thought. I immediately
why would
just
you
thought
think,
that.
Wait,
I just thought I was.
Why would
I went
you think
through.
That?
I went through your. You can bleep out his name, Andrea. I went through your roster in my head so and I genius. Go, that's the only one who hasn't reached out yet.
The only apology left.
And the one, and who would like refer to him, and honestly, who Lauren. Would refer to him as Hunter because like you guys went to school together.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Anyways,
Lauren, can I just tell you that this
it.
Is my dream, oh. that this is my dream to get, especially from, remember Big who I met, mm-hmm, the recent you. Big who I met last year. Like it is my dream to one day in 2024, even if it's in October, get like some type of like something, you know?
Yeah. You just got to never think about them again. Cause I go,
totally.
Who is this? And anyways, I didn't open it cause I don't. Want to open it. I don't think. I don't know what
I don't
think
possibly, it yet?
I don't know what he could possibly say. Like I don't know what he wants to say. And that's this is why I'm asking you because I know Ashley would probably like just ignore it. You would open it and be like, yeah, I'm
no,
open
of
a hearing.
Course.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you should I think in as humans we should always be giving. And I think if someone has something like that they want to say that's gonna make them feel better, it has nothing to do with you. You don't need to make a decision, end up with them. You don't even need to respond.
Yeah.
But to give someone space to be like, I'm really sorry. Like would make him be able to move on. You know?
I was literally didn't open it until I got the chance to talk to you guys because I didn't really know what to do. And I also didn't know if I should tell Hunter because he like knows this guy.
I think it's okay to tell Hunter, like you're engaged to him, that nothing bad's going to happen. It's
nothing.
And also when people go through 12-step programs, not saying that this person is,
he
but
must have.
This person needed
it was
they go
of drug
down
use.
A list to apologize. And like, I think you're helping him heal. How beautiful is
okay,
that?
Okay, so I would tell Hunter though.
And yeah. I would too. But that's just me.
And then you
because I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to feel weird like DMing this.
Yeah,
no.
I think it was a program.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Start the new year off.
Okay, so great. So I got that. That's one of my things on the docket.
Lauren went to therapy today. Okay, so I thought you were going to say, and I don't get it. One of my I don't get it is, I don't know if we've even talked about this before. We probably have, but who knows. Who the fuck came up with checking into a hotel at 4 and then leaving at 10 a.m.?
Well, hopefully.
It's not fair.
It's
not
3.
Even 24 hours. Those times?
Ness.
Give me 24 hours.
Don't even make sense for any fucking
lifestyle. Normally check in at 3, sometimes 4. And then it's usually check out at 10. Noon, sometimes 11. I've never heard of 10.
Now the standard's 11.
Now it's like 10, 11 some hotels I've stayed at. And then obviously 3, you're right. It is 3 or 4, I would say. It's 3 or 4, and it's 10 or 11.
Yeah.
It should be check in at noon and leave at noon.
Well, you guys, it's because they have to clean the rooms. That's why.
I get it.
It doesn't matter. Like, hire more people. It should be check in at noon, leave at noon. Like, that's crazy that you only get to enjoy your room for the evening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't even have it during the day. You have your room less. It's literally just to sleep. And it's like,
you also are missing prime nap time. We need hotels to work in.
We need to nap. We need to work. We need to shower. We need to change. Like, life is different now. Someone needs to change
life
this.
Is different now. It's always sucky because, like, you usually arrive a couple hours before. I feel like I usually arrive, like, a couple hours before check-in. And then, like, you just hope that they have a room ready for you.
You're dilly-dallying, as my dad would say.
Yep.
But, that's a good point. Very annoying.
Very good.
Okay. Another thing that made me think of the both of you guys, which is my I don't get it, mm-hmm. is I've been traveling so much. Why is there a Titanic exhibit in every
major city
ever? Like, how does that make any sense? It's like you go to like Wichita, Kansas, and it's like, do we have a Titanic exhibit? Like, why?
It's probably the exhibit that gets more people than anything else. And yeah, people are always like, I don't know if this interests you, but here you go. Like, here's a Titanic exhibit coming. And I'm like, it's the same one that I've been to like 3 times.
Yeah, I've been to that 5 times. It's all the same.
I've never been to one, but it's like, why is it that you can land in Waco, Texas, and there's a Titanic
and there's
exhibit,
the same like, shoot from the same girl and the same story, you know?
It's usually traveling. Like, it's like a traveling
like
exhibit.
It's wild. But why? Do people viscerally connect to that story and the history of the Titanic so much that it's like everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm tempted to go in every city I go to, actually.
Yeah. I still enjoy it, even though I've been 3 times.
Yeah.
It's you guys.
I know. I don't know. It's just because it's a tragedy that like we've just totally romanticized.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Leo shined up like a new penny last night.
Oh my God. What? I didn't even see Leo.
I didn't even see Leo.
Lauren, where was Leo?
He was there, the flower of the whatever moon.
Killers of the flowers.
Wait, how did I go through all
but
of this last night
him.
And not see
yeah,
him?
Yeah, I went through a lot of
he
Instagram,
kissed her
too.
When she won, and it was really cute.
Oh, I did see pics of him and Lily Gladstone. Lily Gladstone won, which I'm excited about, obviously.
Yeah, I just started typing
you're
into
right,
Google
right.
Leo Mania.
Just accept it. Go with it.
Leo Mania.
Wait. He doesn't actually, Lauren, he doesn't look that great there.
His eyes were shimmering.
Okay, I must have had to see it live.
I think Leo, I think my I don't get it is people thinking that, like, I feel like I'm in a lot of conversations where people are like, Leonardo DiCaprio does not look like what he used to or whatever. And they describe him in a way that is just unfavorable. And I'm like, I don't care what weight Leo is. I think Leo is so handsome. Like, am I weird? Like, people are like, sometimes not feeling that way, and I'm confused by it.
We had this conversation in another podcast, but I'm going to bring it up again. If he was in the grocery store and looked over at you, your knees would be weak.
It's true. No, if he looks the way he did last night, which I'm looking at, and I'm just like, it's not doing it for me through a picture, I would literally die if that man like just made like a little side eye contact.
Imagine. Yes.
Yeah.
You drop something, he picks you up.
Oh my God, like imagine.
I'm sorry. I just put
that
myself.
That was like so funny.
I just put myself in fucking Gelson's. Okay?
I was in the soup aisle. I was just in the soup aisle in my head.
You guys are fucking hilarious. Where would I be? I guess I would be probably near cookies or something.
Oh, I was in the checkout line. So good. Okay.
Could you imagine being in the checkout line?
He was in front of me at the grocery store and he paid for my groceries because I was behind
him. He's behind me at the checkout. And then like I'm putting my stuff on the ramp and then like I look up and there's this man, he's slightly smiling at me with those eyes. I would be like, okay, I'm going to look down forever and run out of the store.
And then he asks if those granola bars are any good. And
oh my God.
Yeah, they're all right. And then you're like, damn it, I should have said more. And then you just leave.
Yeah. You guys, I haven't organically laughed like that. Like, I can't believe we just romanticize and fantasize Leo in the grocery store.
Ashley, can you watch Saltburn so we can romanticize Jacob Elordi?
You guys literally, you told me that I would hate it. Lauren said that I would be so uncomfortable.
You would hate it. Ashley, hate Jacob Elordi. You're not going to hate
Jacob Elordi. Ashley would hate it.
Hate it.
Well, no, Ashley, do not watch it.
But not even for the sexual
I will watch the
him.
Elvis. I'll watch Priscilla, which is on Amazon now.
It's different.
No, it's not.
Oh, wow.
You know that I love my Elvis.
Really creepy voice. Anyway. Definitely need that Jacob Elordi's bathwater candle. For sure. And Lauren, I love the TikTok you sent me because people's reaction to Saltburn is so like, jaw drop.
I'm like, do you guys only go to church or what?
Sexually graphic. And it's like, this is pretty bland. Like, I don't know what everyone's sex life is, but it's like, it's kind of not that wild.
I know.
But we don't want to give anything away. No. So watch Saltburn on Amazon Prime. It's the best.
All right. Good times, guys.
Okay.
Wow. Fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I
don't get it. Podcast. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.